welcome to the inaugural for I don't even know why I'm using that word. But I mean, it makes sense, but that's just not how I talk. So I don't know why that word popped in my head first. But nonetheless, welcome to the first ever episode of Cam's Corner. And well, actually, you know what? I kind of lied there. This really isn't the first episode per se, I guess. I mean, I recorded this maybe like three times before I decided, all right, this is going to be the way that I go about doing the podcast. So some people might say that's a little like too much, but I'm kind of that person. I want to just, I'm a perfectionist to a sense. I don't know. That could just be the Virgo in me. I know some people are going to hate that. Like, oh my God, he's one of those. He's one of those people. But it's the perfectionist in me to make sure it's not right, but just make sure that in my eyes, it's as perfect as it's going to be. And I'm sure once I rewatch this to edit, I'm going to be like, oh, it's still not perfect. But nonetheless, this is the first ever episode of the Cam's Corner podcast. And just for, some housekeeping, I guess, because this is the first episode, kind of, I guess I have to give context of what this is or what this about, why it is what it is. I'm gonna try to make it quick, in a sense. But Cam's Corner is my, essentially, it's like my journal, it's my journal thoughts. It's the things that I think of. Not necessarily on a daily basis, but it's just how I process and how I think about things. And, I think it's one thing to obviously have a journal and write, which I think a lot of people should write. Writing is really good, even if it's just something small a day. But I decided that I wanted to do it in this way with Cam's Corner to kind of get myself more familiarized, obviously, like in front of the camera, because I am a photographer, one day cinematographer. But I kind of just feel like this is a way for me to kind of vent and kind of, just kind of get things either off my chest or about manifestation. And, obviously, right now it's just me kind of, in front of the camera right now. But I hope that this can grow to be something more. Obviously, I would love to have other people on here, and we kind of just have good conversations and whatnot and go back and forth and just bring in good energy, bring in good vibes. These are fake plants. And I told Hetzel, who is one of my co-owners of the lovely Shutter Studios located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that I was gonna get like real plants to put in the studio. And I told her that in September, and I still haven't did it, but I promise you, Hetzel, it's coming. They're getting nurtured, and I got you. I got you. Because we're going to get those vibes in here too. But obviously, it's nothing major. Literally, I'm in the corner of my studio. And like I said, I got the fake plants around me. Will be real plants one day. And it's just in a corner because I kind of just think of the concept of like, when you're put into a corner, when like a boxer is put into a corner, it's like the details get finer now. Like, how are you going to, in the sense of a corner, how are you going to escape? How are you going to get out of that? Because now every movement matters. Kind of the idea with Cam's Corner is taking, each podcast is going to be a topic of the day of the podcast, whatever the case is. But the conversation can kind of go all over the place with the topic per se. It doesn't have to be on a straight narrow. And you'll see as we get into it just today with the first episode. But that's kind of the overall idea of Cam's Corner, is taking an idea now and fine detailing it and seeing kind of what the conversation can come from and just the many different aspects. And when I say topics, I mean like single words. It's not going to be a topic of the day like a news show or a news report. Like, it's just going to be a word, not always random. There are a lot of things I journal, a lot of things that I write about, a lot of things that I think about, and it's just me kind of picking out what I feel would be a good conversation to be had. Now, this podcast is not scripted and it's unedited, not unedited, that's not the word I wanted to use, but It's kind of unfiltered-ish, a little raw-ish. I do have other ideas and other podcasts that I think are probably a little bit more entertaining. Definitely a little bit more like creative. I need, and I hope that I don't say a lot. So excuse me if I do this in the first like three episodes. I'm getting better at this. I am. But this isn't, I wouldn't say that this is going to be the podcast that is like my favorite to do on a daily basis, 2 days out the week. But I decided to pick Cam's Corner to be my first project, especially like podcast project. I do a lot of stuff, but my first podcast project, because it's the most important to me. I think that this podcast, and hopefully it grows to what I would imagine it can grow to with any podcast. But this is a lot of this stuff is either coming from the heart and just, having an interaction with whoever's watching and whoever eventually joins on to the podcast or is a guest on a podcast or whoever helps me, even if it's an actual camera guy I have or someone running the audio or somebody like running the lights, like whatever it is, it'll just be a nice, smooth, collective conversation. And you'll see as time goes on, you'll definitely see. But for today, though, the topic is gonna be passion. Like I said, it's gonna be one word, and we're just gonna go into it. And as I get through this, it's the first episode, and I kind of have this idea in my head. But like I said, it's unscripted, and we're kind of just going with the flow, One thing that I do want to always do as well, and I'm probably not gonna like play it over the video because, I don't want to get like flagged or a strike or something, but I'm gonna play music in my ear. But I'm always gonna basically try to have a song of the day. And also, just so you know, that this is right now, it is 5:24 in the morning. And I know you probably don't believe me. Hold on. It is 5:24. January 24th or 5th. Hopefully my screen didn't like turn off when I like when I flipped it around. It probably did turn off, but yeah, it is 5:24 a.m. So I'm a little tired, but it's just a part of the routine that I'm just trying to get into. But I always want to just start off with a song of the day. And you'll be able to see my iPad. So like you'll see the songs that play for sure. So you'll know what type of person I am. Like, show me your playlist and tells you like what type of person somebody is. So I'll definitely have that. But for today, the song of the day, ooh, that's a good one, is going to be The Parables by Corday. I'm never going to, it's never going to be like a big deal of why the song of the day is like the song of the day or anything like that. I'm not necessarily going to go in detail about it because I think music is very subjective overall. I think something can mean something to you at a certain point in time of your life. And I think that, and it represents what the idea, like I said, this episode is about passion. So just kind of wherever you're feeling or whatever you're feeling, a song can inspire you one way. And then like 3 years later, it can inspire you in a different way. So I never want to really get into it, but I have a very deep love for music. I wish that I could create it. I'm actually going to get a guitar soon and yeah, learn, but it's for my own pleasure. It's not for anything that I'm trying to like put out there. But I love music and I love listening to other people's passion and how people are able to create it's such a like deep feeling or deep emotion out of it's poetry, obviously. It's poetry, but just adding on the layers of musicianship onto that. So The Parables, definitely take a listen by Corday, who is a great artist, by the way. He did a TED Talk as well. He was kind of, he's not a mumble rapper at all, but I remember the mumble rap era and genre that was coming in, and he was like kind of in that, but Corday is he's a lot more, I should say, intellectual. He's a lot more intellectual, so his music is definitely not that of the mumble rap genre. So definitely like check that song out and check him out as well. But something I want to do, because we're gonna actually look up the definition of most of the time that I do this when I pick a word, we'll probably look up the like Webster's dictionary definition, because I think it's nice to just kind of see how certain things are defined, and then we'll just go from there, and we'll see how it is. So passion. So the first definition is, oh, I wasn't expecting this, actually. I was actually not expecting this. So the first definition is the sufferings of Christ between the night of the Last Supper and his death. That's very interesting. And I would hope most people understand, like, I know some people don't understand. Just real quick clarification. Christ, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I really don't think that he needs any more description to be put on him, but that's who Christ is, Jesus Christ. And from the Last Supper, which is basically I mean, definitions couldn't be more definitive. It was his Last Supper before he was crucified, but his Last Supper, he pretty much said he had him, all his boys, his 12 disciples, and he's like, bro, one of y'all gonna just like, I don't trust one of y'all. That's pretty much what I don't trust one of y'all, but I'm gonna let you know right now, one of y'all is about to betray me. Somebody here is about to betray me. And of course, this boy's like, who? Of course. And I think, like, if I'm not mistaken, I grew up in church. I don't really practice it no more, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but people can correct me if you know the Bible. But I'm pretty sure it was like he said he's gonna like pass out bread, and then he's gonna like dip bread, I think, like in, I'm not sure if it was like wine or something, but I'm gonna like dip a piece of bread, and whoever I hand that to, they're gonna be the one. And then he gave it to Judas, and obviously Judas is pretty much like always linked to betrayal. So Judas betrays him and leads to Jesus getting crucified. So that's what that, so just for people to clarify that, if you don't know what the Last Supper was, if you don't know who Christ was. So yeah, the sufferings of Christ between the night of the Last Supper and his death. Two is suffering, which is, that's very interesting. Three, the state or capacity of being acted on by external agents or forces. Okay, interesting. Four, an emotion. That's what I thought. I thought passion was just an emotion. I didn't really realize it was people suffering. An intense driving or overmastering feeling or conviction. That makes sense. An outbreak of anger. Yeah, like someone committed a crime of passion, something like that, I assume. An affection such as love. See that, now that's hitting it on the head. Yeah. A strong liking or desire for or devotion to some activity, object, or concept. That's where we're getting to. Sexual desire. An object of desire or deep interest. See, the whole last part on this is definitely where I That's where I knew passion. That's I only thought that was passion. I didn't really know about the other stuff. So that's really interesting for sure. So obviously those are the definitions of like of passion. How do I define passion? I don't have a huge vocabulary, so but I'm on that. I'm definitely on that the last few things that I kind of read off on that part of passion. I believe passion is I would say an overwhelming feeling of joy for an activity and or an object. And in this case, like when I say object, I'm going to include like people. I know people aren't objects. Well, it depends who you ask, I guess. But I'm including people within that. So I think like for an activity or for like an object. So yeah, so overall, and I think and to put into a little bit of perspective, because it ties in so perfectly, for me, photography is a passion. And I've said this to people so many times now. When I first started, I used to do everything. I used to shoot everything. And for people out there that are still new to photography or feel like I really love photography, you don't really know what you want to be doing or you don't know how you should be going about doing it. I would definitely say just shoot. In the beginning, you should just shoot because that realistically, in the beginning of a photographer or videographer's journey, it's truly about learning your camera. It's about understanding how your tool works. It's not necessarily about the image, the videos. It's not even really about the creativity yet. It's just about you understanding the tool that you have in your hand in order to capture whatever it is that you're trying to capture. But I've now been doing photography for, we're going on 3.5 years. And now I understand the passion that I have for photography differently than back like 2 years ago. If I would have just said like, oh, I have a passion for photography, because now people will ask me like, oh, like can you do like, well, they'll ask like, do you do like senior like pictures or can you do like, maternity photos, stuff like that, little like Christmas shoots, stuff like that. And for me, it's easy for me to say no. Back then, it was hard. Just because I'm like, I want to get used to it and I don't want to say the word no as a photographer because that scares people. Like if I say no, I'm turning down money or something like that or an opportunity, whatever the case is. But I now know that I don't want to turn my photography into a job. I want it to be a passion and I want it to turn it into a career. I definitely think there's a complete different reality of job and a career. And I feel like as a job, it's like I can schedule 5 shoots in 1 week. Easy, right? And a lot of photographers do that. Editing is what's gonna bite you in the ass. But you can do that. I'd rather schedule 2 shoots in 1 week. At most, maybe 3, but 2. Why? Because I want to be able to actually like focus on the set design and focus on the hair makeup that has to be done and trying to figure out the best positioning for the models, the best ideas that I can construct in it so that the shoot feels more. This is my vision, or this is our vision. If I'm like collaborating with someone versus like shooting 5 shoots kind of back to back to back to back, which you can do. I mean, people have to, I have done it, but that's when you get the burnout. And then that's when it doesn't necessarily feel like a passion anymore. Now you're kind of questioning, like, man, do I really want to be doing this? And you can have the passion for it, but when you when you now make it something that, when you're trying to make it into something that has been taught to us for a long time, especially in this country, like you need to work, 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 save up and, buy a house, yada, yada, all that typical stuff. When you try to now make that passion into that to get to that point, that's when it doesn't feel like it no more, because now you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for something else behind. And I think that's also where the idea of passion lives, is you do it for you. And that's even when it comes like to relationships, like to have like a deep passion for your significant other. You're very passionate for them and to them, because it's not that you're doing it for them. Yeah, you are, but realistically, you're doing it because it makes you feel good too. It makes you realize how much you care about this individual, how much you care about this person. So, you just gotta always, I feel like overall, we have to just make sure that we're not putting too much of ourselves out there, because that could be a negative thing as well. You want to be a little, you want to, you got to keep yourself in line. You got to keep yourself in line. But, overall, it's just more a feeling of not letting your passion kind of become a daily activity. And I'm not talking about having a hobby. I love music, and like I just talked about, like getting the guitar and whatnot. Like, I'm not saying like you shouldn't sit here and not do something that you really love, like every day. Like I'm not trying to tell you need to take a day or two in between stuff, but I think it's good for you to recharge that passion and re-energize yourself. It's just kind of the same way with like working out. I mean, people are very passionate about working out and going to the gym, but it's healthy for you to not go 7 days a week, even 6 days a week. You need to rest in between as well. And it's the same concept. I know things can get sketchy and weird just because you're like, oh, well, I'm very passionate about my girlfriend, my boyfriend, whatever the case is. So I need to take like a break from them every day or two. And when you say it like that, it sounds funny. But here's the thing though. Yes, you do. You do. The reason you need to is because even as human beings, we need everyone needs their alone time. Everyone needs their time to, like I said, it's the same with like going to the gym. Like, you need time to like kind of rest your muscles and kind of recuperate yourself. Everyone needs that time to like re-energize themselves and it kind of, recenter themselves. Also, just so people know, I am very much a big energy person and a big spiritual person, not religion. And for people that don't understand the difference, real quick, let me give it to you. Let me give it to you real quick. A religious person is someone who is kind of following the rules or kind of the conduct of how one should live their life in order to kind of reach like prosperity within yourself and also like in the afterlife. Like, that's a very rough definition for me of a religious person versus a spiritual person is someone who more so, someone who's just trying to be more conscious of about the whole entire like world around them in terms of like life, and not for a greater purpose like after death or anything like that, but just a person that is taking in what today is, what the moment is, and just basically putting yourself into a situation where everyone you meet or every building you walk into, whatever the case is, you are putting your best effort and best self forward for any situation. I hope I described that right because it could have been confusing or not, but that's kind of my religious spiritual. So that was my real quick like definition on that, spiritual religious sense. But just to bring it back, this is real shaky, as you can see. This is all gonna be upgraded. I know no one actually cares and it doesn't matter, but this is like really shaky and janky. But eventually I'm gonna upgrade it to be a little bit more sturdy. So when I touch it, it doesn't like flop all over the place. But real quick, just to finish off that point, like I was saying, because I do want to move on, but everyone needs to re-energize themselves in a relationship. So you need to take time for yourself as well. Like you need to be able to have a place where you can go to just kind of come back to you and re-understand, like in this case for me, like who Cameron is. My significant other is Jenny. Most people who know me know, that's my girlfriend. But I need to recenter myself and refocus myself so that I am also the best, like, boyfriend and the best man for her. You know what I mean? So you can also burn yourself out that way. So just kind of take the time for yourself every once in a while. If that's meditating, if it's reading a book, if it's listening to music, if it's, it's something that is just refocusing you and just kind of getting you back to a calm state. But moving on now too from that, me and Jenny, we actually were on vacation in California. We went to Whittier, California, which is where she's originally from. And I had been to San Francisco on a road trip with some close friends about 3 years ago now, but it was a little different. Like I was in California, but it was different. So this time it felt like more of a California type of experience overall. And the trip was, it was a little stressful just because Jenny did have some family drama that, we both had to deal with, and it was an interesting time for sure. But overall, we're each other's home. So we have our days. We're not perfect whatsoever, but we are each other's home. So regardless of the fact, 'cause we had each other, it still made up for that, I love you for it, baby. But it was still a nice time. I look for things to do that I know that we would both love. One thing was like, oh no, it wasn't free. I think it was like $6 for tickets. But it was like this meditation garden that we went to, and it was so beautiful. Even though it was January, it was still so beautiful. And I can only imagine like the spring and the summertime. It wasn't like it was cold. It was like in the 60s like the whole time. So like low 60s, but it was just beautiful. And I just remember we're just walking around, and I'm definitely a lot more longer on my spiritual journey than Jenny is currently right now. So I feel a lot of different things, and as we're just walking around, I'm taking so much in, and it's just everything feels perfect at that moment. Finances didn't matter. All emotional distress didn't matter. It was a breeze outside. Like that didn't matter. Like that physical, that air hitting, nothing mattered. It was just so peaceful and beautiful. And the highlight was Matthew. I don't remember people's name when I first meet them. I think that's just a normal thing. We don't We don't do that naturally because we just need to kind of, we need to see your face again. We need to, hear your name a couple times, especially, you meet people, everyone, not everyone has the same name, but like you're going to meet multiple Matthews, you're going to meet multiple Daves, you're going to, so you know what I mean. But I remember him, Matthew, and he was blind. And it, at first, it was a little scary. 'Cause, and me and Jenny didn't talk about it till like after, but I've never seen a blind individual like in person. And if they were like, they had like, glasses on, or they're like not blind, but they're just like vision is just kind of blurry blind. Like his iris were like just white. And it was a little scary at first, like for a second, because I just never see it. I was like, oh. But he was there for if you wanted to meditate, and we are like, yeah, of course. And each group, I think it was like hour and a half increments of like the tour, because it was like a mansion that was actually built by like an Italian like architect back in like. I mean, I forgot what they said. I think it was like maybe like 19, like I want to say like 1930s or something. It was like 10 minutes away from LA. It was in an area where that was kind of the LA for the rich. Like it was like the LA before LA. And he built it. So it was a beautiful mansion. They've like restored it, and it just looks really amazing. And then the outside was the garden. So the tours were like, I mean, it was probably like maybe 12 people in our group. And when we went over there though, like there was no one like there. Like I don't know if people didn't want to meditate or whatever the case was. And we sat down and he was talking to us, and it was just nice. And then, he kind of led us in meditation, and he took out his guitar and started playing. And there's one thing that I really want to like point out, and that's when you truly love something, and in this case, have a passion for something, that can really get extended beyond what somebody else can believe. And what I mean by that is, regardless of what I could have been thinking about in that moment, regardless of, any problems that I had and that me and Jenny were facing or whatever the case was, I vividly remember word for word, everything this man said. I remember every strum of his guitar. And I remember every sensory that I went through sitting down. And I remember exactly everything that came to me, everything I saw, everything I heard. And it was for me personally. It was an amazing experience. But because I know, and he had been doing this for years, like maybe like 20 some years, you could feel his passion about that. And that was like our second day. We stayed for like a week and a half. And I only tell that story because one thing that I took from that I won't share everything. Not doing that. That's for the actual journal. But one thing I will share is I felt I have been talking about all of my ideas that I've been wanting to do, and like Man, I have so many ideas and so many I have so much sketched out, I have so much journaled out, I have so much scripted out. And I have all these ideas, and the thing that I always use as an excuse is I just don't have something. If that's a piece of equipment, if that's a tool, even if that's personnel, I don't have something, so I can't fully do it, but you know, eventually, no. In that moment, one thing that came to me was, if you truly have the passion that you say you do, Cam, then you need to start expressing it and showing it to people. And, you know, after like a while, not like in that time, but like a few hours, I it was, that part was, I don't know, it was weird at first, and it was getting to me because I'm just like, why would I have to show it to other people? That doesn't, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't care what other people think. But as I was thinking more and more about it, it's not necessarily putting it out there for the masses to see and then have a opinion about or expression about. It's so that people start to understand how I associate myself and who I am as that individual. Because it's one thing for people to say, oh, I'm a photographer. And you're like, oh, cool. Like, what do you shoot? What do you do? That's one thing. But now, it's like, when people see your work, it's not even like a, oh my God, like Cam did that, or you know, like, yeah, people are still gonna be excited to see your work, like, oh my God, this is beautiful. But like, people need to start associating me with my art, who I am as a person is that artist. I want to be associated as one of the greatest photographers. And I know that that is saying a lot because I don't put in the work right now for it. I will be, but I don't put in the work now for it. But I promise you, it's been a long time coming. For me, it's been a long time coming for me. And the time is now. One of the definitions for passion, like when it was talking about the, like Christ, like from his last supper to his death, like that, the suffering that he felt. Now, like when I'm now as I'm talking and I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that's, I feel like that's okay. I'm not gonna say like, because I'm gonna say like, oh, I felt like that, and then there are gonna be people that are gonna be like, you're comparing yourself to Jesus Christ. How can you do that? Jesus felt betrayed, and then he got crucified. Are you crucified, Cameron? I don't see you on a cross. Okay. I can compare myself to whatever I want because I want to. So whatever the masses might think, or whatever those few individual trolls might think, you go ahead and you have yourself a field day. But I think I understand that feeling as I see that that was a definition, and as I keep talking and I'm kind of understanding it more, or it's coming to me more. But I feel like I felt that way for a while now about my, like, I know my end game, which is cinematographer, but how is that ever gonna come if I'm just kind of lying to myself and not doing the things that I need to be doing and telling other people what I'm doing, but I'm not actually doing it. You know what I mean? Like, if I have the passion for it, I need to show it. Not just everything that I do, and I just hold on to everything. I'm like, oh yeah, this should be in a magazine. This should be, I don't really like the whole idea of like likes and views and stuff like that. So I didn't want to say that, but that this piece of work should be, you know, people should see this, and then they should just share it like crazy. Like, nah, like, I need to put it more out there so that people understand that this is a passion. This is not something that I just do for fun or that I just want to do for fun. Like this, I'm 30 now. Like this has been 30 years in the making, and it's just the beginning point. I don't think I'm too old. There's times where my body is, oh, it feels old, but I go to the gym about 4 days out the week, and then now I'm going to start revving myself up with all this photography co content, all this videography content that I want to do. And guess what? If I got to do it by myself right now, I'm going to do it by myself because the passion is there. If you have the passion for something, you don't stop because there is an obstacle in the way. You do what you have to do because if you're that passionate for it, nothing is going to stop you. And then in turn, once you keep going and people see how passionate you are, that's when you get the traction of it. That's when people start being more supportive of you. And it kind of sucks that no matter you can be the most talented person in the room, but if there's someone else that's more passionate than you, I'm gonna almost want to give that person more of a chance, thinking that no matter what happens, this person is going to give me everything they have. Versus the most talented person, I might get the best out of this person, but who's to tell me that they're not gonna half-ass it sometimes? You know, like you want the most talented person to be the most hardworking person too, which some people might think that that sucks, but that's only sucks in the idea of a job. When it comes to you being passionate for a career, you being passionate for something that you want to turn into, this is what I do for a living and this is what sustains my life, but not in a 60-hour work week, which is what most photographers and videographers do, because that's what we have to do until we make it. But if the passion is there, just keep executing. And I'm not, when I say things, or if it sounds like I am trying to give advice, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not giving advice to nobody. I'm talking to myself. I am literally talking to myself. There's no one in this room. There's no one behind that camera. I might be looking at the camera, but I'm talking to myself. And you know, if there's someone that hears it that feels the same way, then you know, I'm happy that I'm not alone. I'm happy I don't feel alone, because for a while I feel like I felt alone in the sense of my procrastination mixed with my creativity of maybe this is just me. I want to be here. I want to do this, but like, am I ever going to get there? So, you know, it's a lot deeper for me, and I just remember the first moment that I thought I was passionate for multiple things in my life. I think that's just normal and human nature for us to throughout our life to feel passionate for something, but then we find out like, oh, no, I don't really like this. I don't really like that person. You know, whatever the case is. And the thing is, passion's not supposed to die. Genuine, true passion isn't supposed to die. I think passion is something that is supposed to exist beyond the spectrum itself. You know, I think the idea of if you feel like, oh, I was passionate for an ex, you know, I was passionate for him or for her, or whatever the case is. You know, I keep saying whatever the case is. Y'all know why I'm saying that, because nowadays, like, you can't really say, oh, a boyfriend or girlfriend, because that's offensive. So every time that I'm gonna mention a girl, a boy, male, female on this podcast, I'm gonna also put in right after that, or whatever. That's not really being rude. This is me being real. This is me being raw with you. This is me being unscripted with you. I'm gonna just say whatever, so that way everything else is just lumped in there, because I don't wanna offend nobody, but I can't go through every single label of what a person is to someone else. But with that being said, you know, even if you had a passion for, you know, a significant other that you used to be with, but you know, you're like, well, I was passionate for them, but you know, now I'm not because of yada yada yada, whatever happened. Nah. The idea of being passionate is like it's an emotion. And the idea, like, you're passionate for the idea of love. We're passionate for the idea of love. And when we have love, we do feel that passion. Not for, you know, not for April, not for Derek, not for Rick, not for Damon, not for Ashley, not, you know, not for actual people who they are. Like, no, the idea of love exists within them, and I'm passionate for that. And when, you know, a relationship doesn't work, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're completely done now with love. No, you're just done with that person. But you're still gonna have that passion when you fall in love again. You're passionate with another person, aren't you? Because you're passionate for the idea of love. So passion always exists. It should never die. I don't know how long I've been talking, I've been recording, and I hope there was some good, you know, substance in this. Like I said, this isn't going to be my most entertaining, my most creative podcast or idea that I have, but this is the most important to me, because it gives me a chance to say and speak about things and topics that I feel, things that I may want to manifest, however the conversation, like I say, however it leads. And you know, if you were able to take something from it, that's amazing. Obviously, everything that I do, I want it to have an impact on something or someone. And you know, it's just one person. You know, at the end of the day, if it's one person that loves what you're doing, you've done your job, right? If you're passionate about something and it's one person that recognizes that and says thank you, says, you know, this is great and that's amazing, you're heading in the right direction. You know, don't care about the trolls. I'm gonna always make fun of the trolls on this podcast too. Let's I'm gonna put that out there, that I will always troll the trolls whenever I can. This podcast is gonna be more of a serious tone, not necessarily a serious tone, but it's gonna be a more real serious tone per se. Obviously, it gets a little bit more, I'm a very interesting person. As you get to know me, I can be so, I'm very much on the spectrum. I am very much all over the spectrum. And obviously as I have more people on here, it might be some comedic element here and there, but overall it's going to be a very real podcast. But whenever I find the place to troll the trolls, I promise you, I will, because I'm sick of the trolls. I know probably 98% of the world is sick of trolls, but trolls are going to be around because, hey, it's kind of a part of the system, right? Even AI is going to write itself into trolls because it's a part of the system now. But whenever I can, I got y'all. I will. But overall, though, like I said, I hope that something could be taken away from this. More so it's for me when I rewatch this and have to edit it and I take my own advice. But even if people who are watching this or listening to this, if there's nothing that you can take from it and it's not for you, that's fine. This is me talking. You're picking a word and kind of just going in depth about it and whatnot. So I know it's not for everybody. I mean, there's stuff that I watch that isn't for me, and I scroll past, I skip past. It's just how it is, But definitely, for those individuals that, enjoy it or want to even throw in not necessarily a comment, but just either suggestions or whatever the case is. Like, I'm free to hear it and I'm free to listen to it. I love constructive criticism. I really do. Especially in a field of something that is new territory for me. Even if it's old territory, I very much love getting criticism from other photographers as well. And like I said, I'm an energy person, so I definitely be feeling if like something's authentic or I'm just like, okay, I feel your energy. I'm gonna just let that be. But I definitely appreciate if you've got through this whole thing, if you got to this point, I love it and I appreciate it. And one last thing that I'm gonna do is when I end the podcast, whatever the last song that I am listening to, I will also shout that song out as well, just from the song that we begin with, which is a song of the day, but then I will also just shout out the last song that I'm listening to as well. But, and the last song that I'm listening to is, well, it's about to go off. It's about to go off, but it's fair that it was the last song that I was listening to, which was Do You Love Her by Jessie Reyez. And Jessie's my girl. I mean, I'm gonna put a real quick clip up on the screen. Saw her in Chicago in a more intimate setting before her Lollapalooza set this past Lollapalooza, so last what July, whenever Lollapalooza is, summer festival. She's just amazing. She's man, I cried. I cried. I cried. I cried. I love Jessie. She did a lot of stuff for me mentally and in the year 2020 for sure. But I would appreciate it if anyone decided to leave a like, if anyone decided to subscribe to the channel as well. This is going to be something that I try to do every Monday and Thursday. I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of stuff that I am working on, a lot of different projects. I have documentaries I'm working on. I'm always obviously trying to work with other creators, other artists, other photographers, models, et cetera, yada yada yada. I have ideas, but I also kind of have a in the works. I don't know if I can really say it. I don't know. I'm not gonna say it right now, but just know it has to do with like zombies, but not like a shoot or anything. It's like a series, but it's cool. It's gonna be cool. But I have a lot that I do, so I'm gonna. That's what this channel is for. I mean, it's gonna be everything, and I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or bad thing, but everything that I do under the, the Studio Cultivate name is gonna be housed right on this channel. So if you don't mind subscribing and just kind of keeping up to date with everything that's gonna be happening in the cultivation lab in general, I would definitely appreciate it. But until then, I hope everyone has a great morning, great afternoon, or great night whenever you're watching this. And just make sure that you're always cultivating to create a better world for all of us in it. Peace out.
Yeah.